This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Argentina recently announced a 2% cut to its export tax. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Argentina's export tax cut is lowered, which creates even more of a price gap with U.S. soybean prices. However, the global demand situation is too complex to trade just on prices alone. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the private buyers will likely follow the prices.
Yeah, the big thing to remember is that there's going to be two different groups that are buying for China. You'll get the government-controlled agencies, but then you'll also get the private firms that are buying. So those private firms are the ones that you would expect would probably still be making their decisions solely on price. So if you look at pricing, you look at maybe cutting back on 2% of the export tax that Argentina puts out there, or even just head-to-head between the U.S. and Brazil, Brazil is cheaper than the United States. So those private companies would be more likely to be buying from Argentina or Brazil, just based flat out on price.
On the other hand, government agencies will likely continue with their purchases of U.S. soybeans due to the trade deal framework.
Those agencies are going to be mandated to buy where they're told to buy from, which at this point is they're going to buy from Brazil because that's the cheaper, but they're also going to buy what they need to buy from the United States, which right now is they're needing to buy 12 million tons of soybeans from us. So far, they've bought just about 4 million tons through the end of the year here.
The team at Allendale can be reached by calling 800-262-7538, or you can visit allendale-inc.com. For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.